Song of Solomon chapter 1. Last week we got all up in the guy's business. So this week we're going to get up all in the girl's business. Of course we're going to get to the guys too, just because it's fun. Brother Chad, can you help me? Pass these around. Maybe Brother Josh, can you help me too? Like you get that side or somebody. Thanks. There should be enough for everybody, even the kids. Song of Solomon chapter 1. You know, this topic, last time we talked a lot to the guys and explaining to the gentlemen, you know, really what God wants from them in regards to being the kind of man that is godly, thank you, and prepared to move forward in relationships. But you know, that's for the girls too. Not just for the guys to know intellectually and spiritually what God wants them in them before they even approach a relationship, but for a young lady to be wise to watch out for the right kind of person, okay? We're not looking for the mystical sort of, you know, magic to happen. We're not waiting for the light to shine down from heaven in the form of the Shekinah glory of God and, oh, that's the one. We're not waiting for that. If you're waiting for that, you're in trouble. Because something's going to happen and, you know, a light's going to shine on some guy and it's not going to be the right type of person. You got to know what type of person God wants you to have. And then God will use that to show you the person he wants you to be with. And we said some of that last time. Look at our verses and we'll review some things that we talked about last time. Verse number 2, it says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And we might remember that verses 1 through 8 is a married couple that's reflecting, okay? And she's remembering the physical attraction that she had. It does not imply that they were engaged in some sort of a sexual thing before they were married. It does not imply that. But it does imply there was a physical attraction. She had the desire for the kisses, you see. She had the desire for the physical aspect of that relationship. Verse 2, for thy love is better than wine. And what she says here, she's indicating what she's hungry for. She's hungry for love. She needs love. She needs to be cared for. She needs to be taken care of. And so a man needs to understand that a lady, our wives, gentlemen, need love. They need us to love them. They need us to be tender with them. I mentioned this morning about how sometimes ladies are like trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube. You get one side, but there's a bunch of other sides. You're never figuring it out. And it can be frustrating, as we said this morning, but even in those times, our wife needs us to be tender, to be tender. And that's work for some of us, but that's what we need to be, because that's what she needs, tenderness. And so she's hungry for love. But then doesn't that give us a glimpse into the heart of a lady, though? A young lady? Like our daughters or our young ladies that are, you know, their life is being cultivated for marriage and for family and for life after those things. In society today, their lives aren't being cultivated for family and those kind of things. But biblically speaking, our daughters should be cultivated for family and relationships in the home and taking care of the home. It should be that way. And as men, as fathers, it should be our responsibility, it should be our vision, our heart to satisfy the hunger that our daughters have for love. Because they're hungry for it. Listen, I know this isn't news, but all ladies are hungry for love. All ladies are. And she's hungry for love. Verse number 3, look what it says. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, look what it says next. Oh, and by the way, we could say, you don't smell like a trash can. Probably we could learn a practical principle there, guys, that maybe we should brush our teeth and put some deodorant on. Take a shower. I don't know. That's mostly for my kids, boys. All right, deodorant, brush your teeth. Good idea. I don't think she's just saying that you don't stink, although she did say that. Look what it says next. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. And he says, therefore do the virgins love thee. She's telling us about his character. Not just that he doesn't smell bad, but that he has a character that points to God. That he's godly. He has a relationship with God. And this is foundation, isn't it? These are foundational things. Let me say it this way. Girls, this is what you should be attracted to. Not just a physical thing. Did you know when you get married, all that physical attraction, all those physical things, except for in my case, it goes down. Down. At the wedding, of course, with the exception of my marriage, at the altar, that's as beautiful as she'll ever be. Okay, it's just down from there. No, I'm teasing about that. I'm going to get stoned tonight. Oh, there it is. Let me say it like this. Ladies, okay, I'm going to get myself out of the doghouse. There's no getting out. But girls, look up here. Look up here. One day you're going to be married to this guy. And he's going to step out of the shower and you're going to laugh out loud. Okay? Here's what I'm trying to say. The physical attraction, that's a lame thing to base your relationship on because it declines. Okay? Physical declines. Personality. Oh, they got a great personality. That also is a poor thing to base your attraction on. Because personality changes. But what is the thing that we should base our attraction with somebody that we're interested in? What should it be based on fundamentally? Spiritual. Because it's the only thing in life that doesn't decline, or at least it shouldn't. Physical, decline. Personality, at times, life is not good. And our personality changes through life, and sometimes that declines. But what always should be increasing is our spirituality. That is the foundation. That is what we base our relationship on. And so we see that right here. She acknowledges, she noticed his character. He's rightly related to God. Girls, if you have to make excuses, oh, well, I can see that he'll be a godly, you know, guy. If you have to envision him becoming a godly guy, then he's not the guy. If things have to change for him to become the spiritual guy, then he's not the guy. He's not the right type of guy. We need to be mindful of that. It says next in verse number 3, the virgins. It says, therefore do the virgins love thee. This is, this is her seeing his reputation, isn't it? She's seeing his character, his godly influence because of the other people that he's around or the other people that he attracts. The Bible says that the virgins, which represents purity, virginity represents purity, doesn't it? The pure people are attracted to him. That's powerful, okay? His character. Verse 4, draw me, we will run after thee. Well, this says a few things, okay? First of all, draw me, we will run after thee, reminds us that he has vision. He has direction in life. When you look at the life of a guy that you're wanting to know if God potentially would approve of, you want to look at where he's going, not just what you're attracted to about where he is right now. Where is he headed? Where do you forecast his life taking him in 5 or 10 years? Because if you end up with him, you're going to be right beside it. And if God isn't in the picture, I want you to know, then you shouldn't be in the picture either. Draw me, she says. I have confidence that we can run after you and we're not going to be led astray. She has confidence that she can follow this man. You know what this young lady would be wise to do? To receive the counsel of those influences that God has provided for her to be able to notice these things. To be able to understand how to acknowledge biblical counsel, to be able to see that this man is spiritual, to be able to see past the surface things. In verse number 3, she savors the goodness. She sees his name and the character that he has, and she sees his influence, and she's influenced by what she sees. And the implication there is that she has been instructed to be able to notice these things. And she's getting past the physical, and she's getting to where it really matters, spiritual. And that's not natural. So she's taking somebody's counsel, and we can see that here. We can see that by implication. So now we've seen her again and rehearsed that for the ladies and for the gentlemen, what we should be and how we should be. Now we're going to be introduced to the lady herself. And we'll see that starting in verse number 5. The Bible says, I am black, but comely. O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look what it says in verse 6. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. It says, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. I mean, there's so many things right here we're going to deal with. We need to start off by noticing that the first thing that would be noticed about a lady is her what? Guys, what's the first thing you notice? Her appearance, what she looks like. Ladies tend to be self-conscious. And we know that's true. We heard Brother Yoder say that when he preached, and I loved it. He says, whenever you go to a supermarket or a clothing store, merchandising store, and you see the ladies walk by the mirror, they'll go like this, they don't want to see it. When the guys walk by, they'll go, that's what the guys do. Look, the ladies are a little bit more self-conscious about their appearance, you see. And so she speaks about her appearance here. She says, look not upon me. It's not like this is a false humility where she's saying, I'm an ugly person. It's because her physical appearance, was such that she wasn't able to take care of herself in the way that she maybe would have. Like, ladies today would want to be able to put makeup on, and so a lady might say, and a guy that she's interested in, oh, don't look at me, I don't have my makeup, or something. It would be something like that. Not that she's saying she's an ugly person, but that there's something cosmetically that's, about her that she's a little self-conscious about. And so what is it? Well, verse 6, look what it says. Look not upon me because I am black. We're going to find out what that means here in just a second, and it's right here. Because the sun hath looked upon me. And so, in Bible times, for a lady to have fair skin, the lighter the complected the skin, the more attractive it would have been. And so, the ladies with the lightest colored skin would be the ladies who wear the least outside, right? And so when she says, I am black, she's not saying I'm of that skin color. What she's saying is, I'm not fair complected. My skin is sunbathed. I'm sunburned, if you would. And I don't have the, you know, maybe the, you know, the complexion that I want because I've been out in the sun. Well, why is she sunburned? What's your first thing on your notes? The first main point. She submits to authority? Okay, that's where we are. Look what it says next. Verse 6. This is why she's out in the sun. Because the sun hath looked upon me, my mother's children, by the way, her mother's children. Who are these guys? That's her brothers, right? Her brothers were angry with her. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. And so she has put herself under the authority of her brothers and has went to work in obedience to her authorities. And because she was doing the work, she wasn't able to take care of her cosmetics like she wanted to. And so what we see here, and the example that we're seeing here is that she wasn't making it all about herself. She submitted herself to the authority that was over her. She was submissive. This is a powerful concept, church. I want you to note this, the blank here. I think it's this. Let me make sure. Yes. If you ask a man what is the chief thing he wants in a relationship, what will he say? Respectful. Would you write that? A lady translates tenderness into love, doesn't she? Respectfulness for a man is translated love. Sure. Your wife, if she was to choose not to respect you, then that in your family would be a disaster. That's why guys end up playing softball for three or four nights every week. Because he's got to find somebody who respects him. He's got to have it. Here's something else we see. Trust in God motivated her submission, her respect. So that removes your excuses, doesn't it? Well, I don't respect him. Do you trust God? And God can use that. You can probably note this verse, married ladies, if you have trouble with your husband because he's not loving, then God can use respect to bring him to God. That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, if you want to note that on your paper. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. You don't need to turn there, but that's just for your reference. We need to remember that she pointed out Solomon's character. Well, what does that tell us about her? Oh, this is good. She saw your name is as the ointment. We didn't rehearse all of that, but we know it's talking about his relationship with God, because ointments always referred or were used in context of relationships, describing relationship with God. And so she noticed his relationship. What does that say about her? She's looking for a guy that has a relationship with God. It matters to her. That's the foundation. She wants to be sure to build it correctly. And so she sees his relationship with God. If you get a woman that isn't submissive or respectful to God's authority, then she won't be submissive to yours. I know you guys maybe don't want to say amen right there, but I want you to know you can say amen to this one because it's true. And by the way, let me tell you this, being submissive, it's not easy for anybody to do at times. We do it because we trust God. And God is our ultimate authority. Chaos reigns in the family if there's not submission there. And so we have to be mindful or watch for those that those characteristics in a lady that sets her aside. What is it? Well, she's submissive. How does she treat her authorities? You know, the guys in the youth group would get with girls and they're rebellious and they don't listen to me or they won't listen to Miss Melissa. They have rotten attitude. They sit back there and they're just like, eh, you know, and these guys want to get with these girls. I'm thinking, guys, first of all, it's a mess what the world is called dating and all the little game that these kids are playing today. And they're having sex with each other. And it's just they're ruining their lives. You know, it's happening all around us. They're playing with fire. They're playing with something they don't understand. But when you think about it, this is like one of the fundamental things that guys should look for in a lady. How does she treat her parents? How does she treat her authority? Is she submissive? Okay? That's important. And ladies, that's what we should be. That's where God looks at godliness, or where it starts. Amen. What's the Bible say about it? Well, in Proverbs 25:24, you can note this. You don't need to turn there, but here's what it says. It's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than a brawling woman in a white house. Ladies, you're like, oh yeah, okay. I know you're going to pull that verse out. Can I tell you what it means? Proverbs, that verse I just shared. Here's what it means. It means it's better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than a brawling woman in a white house. That's what it means. Everything it just said, that's what it means. And a lady who's submissive and godly, then you won't have that kind of home. You see? Okay. I can see this is going over really good. Let's move on. What else is she? Number two, she's a worker. She's a worker. Look what it says in verse 6. She was a keeper of the vineyard, wasn't she? She kept the vineyard. Proverbs 31, I think that's the blank there. Proverbs 31. I just want you to write that down because, ladies, that's what you need to try to emulate. Read that chapter and try to emulate. And, guys, read that chapter and see what a godly lady looks like. Now, I'm not saying you need to write your list out of everything you want in a lady and check mark everything whenever you, oh, well, no, number 12 on the list, you don't pass that, so you're not the one. Now, I think maybe God can help us with some of that, but listen, we got to make sure that we're looking for the right type of person and not just looking for the magical feeling, okay? A godly lady, that's what God wants her to be. She's not only submissive, but she's a worker. She's a worker. I do not need to say this, but I'm going to anyway. My wife is a worker. I am blessed. In fact, everything on this entire list, she is. So, amen. Ladies, just look at her and you'll be able to be blessed. A working woman is important. Girls, you need to learn how to work. Ladies, you need to learn how to work. Zoe? You need to learn how to work. You say, well, I thought that's what the guys are supposed to do. Well, the guys are supposed to work too. But you need to learn to work. God one day, now I'm not just talking to Zoe, I'm talking to all of us. God one day is going to give you a family. And once you get that family, you think it's all fun in the sun after that, right? No, children are work. Lots of it. Lots of work. And so you need to be a worker to keep the home, to take care of the children, to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, physically speaking, keep yourself healthy. It's work. All of these things require discipline and work. Cultural. Write this. Cultural trends. There we go. Do not keep her from obeying God. What was the cultural trend for the ladies? The fair skin, which would require you staying in the house and not being in the sun. That's a cultural trend, but it didn't keep her from working. She was in the field. She was doing what her responsibilities were. She was a worker. Yeah. Number 3, she is moral. Look at verse number 7. This is good stuff, girls. Listen, before I read this, girls, please, if you've not listened up till now, which I know you have, please listen to this one, okay? This is the one where girls get so confused because boys are so manipulative, and it's true. Look at verse 7. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest. What does that imply he's doing, girls? If he's in the flock feeding, what's he doing? He's working. You see? She wants to know, where are you working? Look what she says next. Where thou makest thy flock to rest at what time? At noon. Why would she say noon? Well, look what it says next. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? She says, I want to come see you, which, by the way, is totally appropriate whenever things are under the proper context of a godly attraction. We would want to see them. But when? At noon? In the daytime? When everybody can see? Why would I be one that veils myself and comes to you at night? Who are they? Those are the prostitutes. She's contrasting herself with prostitutes in that verse. Here's what she is saying. Can I just put it on a platter for you? And this is going to, obviously we're using terms that, you know, but it needs to be said. Girls, don't use sex to get a guy. You know why? Because it might work. And then you got it. And you're in trouble. Here's what she's saying. Where are you working? At noon. So we can be in open and everybody can see. She's moral. She says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go down that road. We're not going to be like this. We're going to be pure. I gave you a blank there. Let's see if we can fill that in. She's not going to use sex to give up my relationship with God for anyone. Write the word anyone. Moms and dads, you need to say amen to that. Girls, you need to decide to do that. Noon. Look at this. Write this on your blank. She's careful about where. Write the word where. It's in public. Thy companions. That's good, isn't it? Where are you going to meet him? Where are you going to meet up with him? It matters that you're with people. You're not alone. Did you get that? You're not alone with people. That's important. Moms and dads, don't let your kids go on dates alone. With companions. People. In the day. When? At noon. That's what it says. Write the word when. She is careful about when. I said this a little bit ago, but beauty is only skin deep, isn't it? A truly beautiful person flows from the heart that's right with God. You know that's true. So it all goes back to this. And we're going to finish up. It all comes back to this. Ladies, acknowledge the authorities in your life, the godly authorities in your life who love you, who want to protect you, who put boundaries around you so that you won't be this kind of girl, and be prepared for the guy that God is going to bring along the way. You're going to keep your eyes open for that guy because he's there. But you got to wait for him. You got to wait for him. Listen, don't give up anything to take or to have a relationship with somebody that's second rate. Don't give up any one of these things. You be what God wants you to be and let God take care of the rest. You be a worker. You be submissive. You be moral, godly. Not going to go down that road. No, sir. We're going to be in the open. We're not going to let our relationship go to that. Everything's messed up if it does. See, it just hurts. Let's have prayer. Lord, we love you today, and we are grateful, God, for the, Lord, the privilege that we have to be able to study this great and incredibly important topic. I pray that our young ladies and gentlemen this afternoon would decide that they are going to submit themselves to your guidance, to be, Lord, the type of person that attracts the right type of person. They would know how to be attracted to the right type of person. Lord, that you would protect our young people from poor, foolish, destructive decisions in this matter. We pray for your help in Jesus' name. Let's stand together. If God spoke to your heart, I want to encourage you to kneel. Ladies, if you're not married, girls, I think that it would be wise for you to kneel and pray about this. Let's spend some time in prayer.